source sheet. And this is, it's a new Nishmas Avram because it has some pages that were not in there last week that I expect we will need. So we finished the hard topic of Hakal Hakal Tchila, finally. This question of when you're supposed to try to minimize the violation of whatever halacha is involved, Shabbos, Kashrus, whatever it is, and when we say no, that that principle does not apply. And now we're in for much smoother sailing in the Nishmas Avram, still in his introduction to Or Chaim Shin Chav Ches. We're on the page that starts with Vav Mitzvah L'Chalal Olav Etz HaShabbos. The top corner number is Shin Tzadi He. You have that? That's what you want for the in the Nishmas Avram, not in the source sheet. Okay. So Mitzvah L'Chalal Olav Etz HaShabbos. We say that in the event that someone's life is in danger, it is a mitzvah to override Shabbos for them. That's something he has said before, right? We've talked about that. We saw that comment, for example, from the Or HaChaim, in which he said that when the Torah says Ach es Shabso Sai Tishmoru, and we say the Ach, the exclusive Ach, means sometimes you're supposed to violate Shabbos as a means of preserving it when you're doing it in order to save someone's life. That's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehe. So the Or HaChaim said the Torah calls it Shmiras Shabbos. When you override Shabbos to save a life, that's called observing Shabbos. So it is a mitzvah, effectively, to desecrate Shabbos. So that's what the Nishmas Avram is commenting on here. He says, Vishuv ha'ara ketana. One more small note, he says, on this. Lama kosev maran kan, mishi yesh l'choli shal sakana mitzvah l'chalal olav es ha-shabbos ad kan. He says, why does the Shulchan Aruch write here in Or HaChaim Shin Chav Ches that if somebody is dangerously ill, there is a mitzvah of desecrating Shabbos for them? Heichan matzanu mitzvah kazu. He says, what mitzvah is that? What does that mean? There's a mitzvah of violating Shabbos. Va'im kosev maran shem mitzvah levashel avur chole sheyesh bo sakana biyom chol. If you have somebody who's dangerously ill and you're cooking for them on a Tuesday, is that a mitzvah? What does that mean? Ela vaday ha-mitzvah hi lahatzil nefesh mi-yisrael va'filu ayidei chilol Shabbos. He says, it's not that the mitzvah is do this on Shabbos any more than the mitzvah would be do this on Tuesday. It is a mitzvah of saving a life, and it is taking place on Shabbos. That's the way to read the line. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be read. And he says, "Velule demistafina." If I weren't afraid to say the following, Hayisi Omer, I would say the following. He's not too afraid because he's saying it. But he says, if I weren't too afraid, I would say, "Bekavanas maran." That what the Shulchan Aruch means here is, Shevadai eno tzarech lahagid lanu sheyesh mitzvah lahatzil nefesh miYisrael. I don't need him to tell me that there is a mitzvah of saving lives. We know that. Ela bala hashmi enu sheyesh gam mitzvah v'chova lechalel es hashabbos avuro litzorech hatzalaso. What it is telling me here is that there is a mitzvah and an obligation to violate Shabbos for this patient, for the sake of saving him. Ve'ein lihisma mea ula haseis, and one should not hesitate at all. V'chol davar sha'isi ose biyom chol avur atzalas chole kazeh, and anything I would do during the week for such a patient, chayev ani umetzuva ani gam l'chalal es ha-shabbos. I am also obligated to break Shabbos, k'day l'tapel bo, to treat him, k'fi sha'isi ose biyom chol, as I would during the week. So what he's saying is just reinforcing what we've said all along. But he says the point of the Shulchan Aruch in saying that it is a mitzvah to override Shabbos in order to take care of the patient is to tell me it is your duty to do this on Shabbos and therefore to do whatever is necessary. So for those just joining, we are on the Nishmas Avram, page Shin Tzadi Hei, and we are now halfway down in the first column. He says, Klalo Shel Davar, here's the general principle. Bizman shemetapel befoal becholah sheyesh bo sakana. When you are actively caring for someone who is dangerously ill, olav lehisrakez ach verak becholah. You should focus only on the patient. Ubamesha olav lasos avuro, and what you need to do for the patient, kdei lahatzilo, to save him. Mibali lachshov shayom hu Shabbos kodesh, without thinking about the fact that today is Shabbos. Ki mitzvah lachalal olav es haShabbos, because the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to violate Shabbos for him. Meidach, on the other hand, berega shegomar letapel bo kdei lahatzilo, the minute you're done saving the patient, the ka'es rak osalo o avuro dvarim sheyimon umi sheyimnu umi menu sakana nosefes o shows the dvarim sheyosifu la sheyosifu lachola. I need to use my reading glasses. Koach ra'ananut urigia. He says, when you finish treating the patient, and now you're just doing to the patient or on behalf of the patient things that will avert added danger, or things that will give the patient added strength, potentially calm. Then you do it with a non-Jew, or you do it in an unusual way. Once you've done what you need to do to save the patient's life, and now you're doing other things, the things that are helping the patient, but they're not life-saving, at that point, time to go get a non-Jew, time to do it in an unusual way. You're no longer in the category of saving lives. That's the idea. I'm going to put the link in the chat again for the Nishmas Avram and the source sheet. Okay. Ure'eh, and then he says, you should see, Bahaskamaso Shahagon Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, the Sefer Taras Hayoledes. He says, look at the letter. He calls it a Haskama. It's not really a Haskama. That Rav Sternbach wrote for a sefer called Taras Hayoledes from Yitzhak Zilberstein. He says, you should go see that. He doesn't bring it for you. But if you look at the sheet, I gave you the, that's that first cut and pasted source. I didn't bother to retype it. It fit in on what we had. But the reason I say it's not a haskama, haskamos in their original format were copyright protection. That was the original version of a haskama, was a rabbi saying, don't copy this. It's not fair to the person who wrote it, and it's not halachically appropriate. Then the next generation of haskamos were letters saying, I've read this book. This is a really good book, and you should learn it. And then the third generation of haskamos, which continues to this day, is, I met this person. He seems like a good guy. Yeah, it's probably good Torah in this sefer. That's the current generation of haskamos. Maybe not a good guy, maybe a good rabbi. But that's what haskamos generally say. But this, what Sternbach writes, is not really any of those. It is a ha'ara. He's making a point regarding this book called Taras Hayoledes. Taras Hayoledes, like it sounds, right? The laws of giving birth. But he says the following, Taras Hayoledes, ilu hayanichtav kesefer im ha'aros v'chakiros. He says, if Taras Hayoledes were written like a sefer, and what he means when he says like a sefer, what he means is a sefer in which you go through concepts and issues in depth with ha'aros, where you're making a point of this is right, and here's my insight, and here's how it works, advanced type of learning that's for somebody who's learning on a higher level, via master l'rabbanim bilvad. And if that book were just given to rabbis, it was meant for people who are sophisticated. Hayas Sefer Niflama Od. He says this would be a really good book if that was what you were doing. If what you were doing was providing high-level learning and giving it to people who are advanced, that would be great. Ki yesh bo otzer shel yedius. Because he says, this is a treasury of knowledge, hanachutzim lamora hara, which a posek really needs. But he says, that's not what you did in this book. You wrote this book, Taras Hayoledes, in a way that any reader could get it. And he says, Choshashani, I am afraid, Sheyavi chas v'shalom lidei chumros u'michsholim b'pikuach nefesh. This book is going to lead to problems. People are going to be inappropriately strict when it comes to saving lives. There are going to be stumbling blocks. Shechazal amru bazesha afilo hashoel b'fikuach nefesh harei maguna. He says, Chazal said that even asking a question, when you're supposed to be saving a life, even asking a question about should I or shouldn't I, is disgraceful. Raboseinu zal horunu shebe'inyanei pikuach nefesh eish lispos tamid lakula. He says, our rabbis taught us that when you're dealing with saving lives, you always go leniently. V'chol davar shetchilaso lahachmir v'sofo lahakel eino din. Any area in which you're going to say, well, it's going to start out being a chumrah, and in the end, it'll be a leniency. He says, that's not the halacha. V'lachein, im machmirim b'inyanim elu, zo hi kula b'mitzvah pikuach nefesh, she'in lecha mitzvah kamoa. He says, if you think you're going to be strict here, that ends up being a leniency regarding the mitzvah pikuach nefesh, meaning you're going to give people room not to save lives. So he's very upset. It's not a haskama. He's not happy with this Sefer Taras Hayoledes. He says, you've written a book which you've turned over to the masses, and it's a book that's going to lead them to be strict in issues of saving the life of this woman who is giving birth. So he's not very happy. So that's what the Nishmas Avram refers you to. Clear? Okay. So back in the Nishmas Avram, we are on the page that has Shin Tzadi Hei at the top, and we are now at the bottom of the first column. V'lachein, he says, therefore, after he refers you to that piece from Rav Sternbach, Kishemetaplim b'chol esheyesh bo sakana, when you treat a patient who is dangerously ill, kol davar sheyasu avur hatzalaso biyom chol, anything you would do for the patient during a weekday, chayavim lasoso gam b'shabbos, you do it on Shabbos as well. Va'afilu im yesh safek etzel hemetapel, and even if there is uncertainty in the mind of whoever is treating, im mutter l'chalas haShabbos midin Torah k'dei lasos pe'ulazu, as to whether it's okay to violate a deoraisa in order to do this, azayim hapeula nogas le'etzem hatzalaso uletzarcho shel hachol hamamash, if this is about saving the patient, for the needs of the patient, tzrichim lasosa gam b'Shabbos. You do it, and you do it even on Shabbos. That's what he says. He's been very clear about it. I would note one thing, which he isn't doing here, but we'll see him do eventually, which is, he says here, do whatever you would do during the week. He's going to modify that to say, anything that is life-saving that you would do during the week. But if it's something that is not involved in life-saving, it's something that is clearly not necessary to save lives, then you wouldn't do it yourself, you would get a non-Jew to do it, or you do it in an unusual way. He hasn't said that here, but I guess he did say it in the piece right before he quoted Rav Sternbach. There you had it. Okay. So I just wanted to note that. But then he says, V'lachein, therefore, because we say, do what needs to be done on Shabbos, kasha li lahavin, I have a hard time understanding. Lama nitkalti, why is it that I have stumbled upon, v'chein shamati me'amitai, and I have heard this from my colleagues as well, b'ko harbe mikrim, so many cases, behem Yehudim, shomrei Torah u'mitzvos v'yodei sefer, Jews who are Torah observant, who know their stuff, shedavka hechmiru b'chilol Shabbos, they were strict regarding not violating Shabbos. V'chiku ad motzoi Shabbos k'dei letapel b'chol esheyesh bo sakana. And they waited till after Shabbos to take care of somebody who was dangerously ill. Sheyazakuk me'al l'chol safek l'tipul b'Shabbos atzma, who needed, without any doubt, treatment on Shabbos itself. So he's being critical, right? He's saying, I keep trying to tell people that they should just take care of the patient and stop worrying about Shabbos. And yet I see these Jews, Frima Yidden, well-educated, who don't know that. That's his complaint. Okay? Clear? Okay. So he now moves into, with the number one, he moves into the question of safek sakana, when we're not sure that the patient is in danger. The vast majority of medical halacha questions in terms of Shabbos come up in terms of figuring out, is this person in danger or not? And even though we say Safek pikuach nefesh is treated like pikuach nefesh, right? If you're not sure, then just do it. The reality is that safek is a very big place. There is a broad range of things that are safek. How far are you really willing to go, right? The classic example, it's been a classic example for the last few years, is COVID, right? At the height of COVID, if you got a phone call right before Shabbos, and it said that the child who played with your kid had tested positive, then you would go notify everybody who the child had played with the day before, and it was considered pikuach nefesh. You better notify them, because who knows what vulnerable person they have in their household. And that was a practical question. We had that when I was in Toronto. There was such a case, and the question was, do you notify on Shabbos? And the answer we got from Rav Herschel Schefter was absolutely. You notify everybody on Shabbos about that. Now, you're not going to say that today. That's not the way we look at COVID anymore. It's not the threat that it once was. So at what point did that suffix change? There's a point where it's still a suffix today. It's still a doubt today, but it's not a doubt on the same level as it was 4 years ago. So where is that switch? How do you make that kind of an assessment? That's what we want to know. Ma nikra safek sakana. What is called possible danger? That's what we want to know. So he's going to refer us to a comment in the Mishnah Brura. So I brought it on the sheet. If you take a look at the separate sheet, I brought you the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. I gave you Hebrew and English because I pulled them off of a source sheet that I used for the students at Stern. So I figured, why should I take out my translation and make this harder just to be a purist? So you have the English translation as well. The Shulchan Aruch says, Maka she'ena shel chalal. If you're dealing with an injury for somebody, which is not an internal injury. Internal injuries, historically, until you reach the modern age, had no real means of accurate diagnostics. You know, you'd work with whatever symptoms you saw for the person, and you hoped you were right. But you couldn't see the injury itself. It's only when you get x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans, right? Now you're able to look at what's actually going on. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's an injury which is not internal, so therefore you can see it, nish'alin babaki ubachola. So you ask an expert, and you ask the patient. There's a bigger discussion to be had, which we will, God willing, eventually, about asking the patient, what does the patient know? But that's not for right now. Ve'ein mechalin olav Shabbos ad shiyomar echad mehem shoot sarach lechilul. And you don't override Shabbos for this patient unless the patient says it's necessary or the expert says it's necessary. Separately, he points out that if you don't have an expert, then guess who's the expert? You get to be the expert. That's the way it works. But he says, if you have an expert, ask the expert. Expert says, you need to break Shabbos, so break Shabbos. Oh, she'ye'ase etzel echad mehem sakanas nefashos. Or if it seems like sakanas nefashos for one of them. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. Is there anything strange in that line in the Shulchan Aruch? Yes, Toby, what's strange in that line? Yeah, you're going to have to unmute. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, we've never talked about violating Shabbos for necessary before. What is necessary? It's either it's a danger to life or it's not a danger, though. I mean, right?
So I wouldn't be as bothered about that if not for the clause at the end. Meaning, I would have read necessary to mean if you think there's a danger to life, then do
it. But it's right. But I mean, it's like an unnecessary addition if it's supposed to be the same thing.
There's a redundancy here. Correct. Right. He says, violate Shabbos if one of them says you have to violate it, or one of them thinks that it's a danger to life. What does that mean? If they think that it's necessary, obviously they think there's a danger to life. What was that added clause? So that seems to be what drives the Mishnah Brura in source number two. He says, Tzarech Lomar, you have to say, Safek Sakanas Nefashos. That last bit of the Shulchan Aruch should say, if they think it's necessary, or if they think it is Safek necessary. Possible threat to life. Rotza Lomar, meaning, De'afilu omrim rak shema yichbad olav hacholi v'yistakein namishari. Even if they say that maybe things will get worse and then the patient will be in danger, that's already grounds for overriding Shabbos. V'zeu shesiem harama, which is why the Rama concludes the line after the part that I brought you on the sheet, saying, the Rama adds, see Orachayim Taf Resh Yud Ches. That's in the laws of eating on Yom Kippur. Techein Mevor Sham, Le'inyin Achilles Yom HaKippurim. Because that's what we say regarding eating on Yom Kippur. We say that if you think, number one, if the person is in danger, then have them eat. And number two, if you think they could be in danger, you have them eat. So he says, the same thing is true here. The same thing is true here. The Shulchan Aruch is telling me, Safek Pikuach Nefesh, you also override Shabbos. Got it? Okay. So now let's go into the Nishmas Avram and see what he does with this. So we're in the Nishmas Avram on the page that's labeled Shin Sadi Hei. We're in the second column, the number one. Ma Nikra Safek Sakana. What is called possible danger? Kishakosev Maran. When our master, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes, Mishayesh l'choli shal sakana, if somebody is dangerously ill, mitzvah l'chal olav es ha-Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of overriding Shabbos for them. Ein ha-kavana davka choli shal sakana. That doesn't mean specifically they are dangerously ill. Ela afilu yesh safek sakana, but even if they might be in danger. And he references Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, which is what we just saw. Vinish elet ha-she'ela. So the question arises, Me'ayin liYehudi she'ein lo kol yada be'inyanei refuah leida im cholash hismoteto she'mislonin al ke'evim bechazeh yesh po sakana olo. Exactly the question I anticipated before. I forgot Nishmas Avram deals with it right away here. He says, how is a Jew who doesn't know anything about medicine supposed to know if there is a patient who collapses or if there's a patient who is complaining about chest pain? How do you know whether this person is in danger or not? Right? So we have on here some doctors, and the doctors could tell me, okay, here's what I do, here's my diagnostic, here's what I look for. That's all well and good. If I'm the one on the scene, what am I supposed to do? He says, Mechad Gisa, on the one hand, Chayavim L'chalalas HaShabbos Afilu B'kama Yisurei Torah K'dei L'hatzil Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana. On one hand, you're obligated to override Shabbos, even violating Shabbos many times over, in order to save someone who's dangerously ill. Ach, but, me'idach gisa, on the other hand, asur l'chalal Shabbos be'isurei Torah avur chol ha'shem bo sakana. You're not allowed to violate d'oraisas if he's not in danger. V'tzarech lomar, he says, you have to say, shekol echad ve'echad sheniskal b'she'ela zu halacha l'maisa b'Shabbos. Anyone who encounters this question practically on Shabbos, v'hadavar bahul, and everything is rushed and confused, chayav lasos komashu aya osa b'yom chol avur oso chola, do whatever you would do if this came up during the week. Ha'em hu aya miyad kore l'rofe, would you, if you met somebody who was complaining of chest pains, if you saw somebody collapse, would you call the doctor right away? Ole magen David Adom. Right? Or fill in the blank for your ambulance service, Hatzala, whatever. Olokeach es hachole berechbo, or rechavo, lecheder miyun, would you drive the patient to the emergency room? Afilu be'emtza laila, even in the middle of the night? Oh, hayem achakeh lamacharas, k'de lageshes emachole l'rofei b'mir pa'a, or would you wait till tomorrow in order to go with the patient to a clinic? Ki bazet taloy t'guvaso b'Shabbos. That is the determinant of your response on Shabbos. If during the week you wouldn't wait for a clinic, then on Shabbos you don't wait for a clinic either. V'lochein, and therefore he says, Kol echad ve'echad taloi b'diyosav b'refuo b'nisyono. For each person, it depends on his knowledge and experience in medicine. V'yitachein, and he says it's entirely possible, sh'shnei anashim yisnahagu acheresim oso chole, that two people will treat the same patient differently if it comes to them. Kila echad yosir yeda b'refuo menasheni, because one of them knows more medically than the other. Whatever you are doing for the benefit of the patient, when you are afraid that maybe he's in danger, he says you get good reward from Hashem for taking care of them to the best of your ability, whatever that may mean. Clear? Okay. Yeah, Dr. Block, you were going to say?
Yeah, it's ironic because the physician probably would be may make a decision that is more of a makel than the machmir of the patient's family.
What do you mean?
We see so many times that people say, well, they had a little chest pain. I thought it was indigestion. I gave him some seltzer. He felt a little better.
Yeah.
So it is ironic that we're in a situation like that. Where people will make decisions which may be very harmful.
Yeah. Well, that was his complaint before, right? When he said people are erring on the side of not wanting to violate Shabbos. He says, I don't know why. I don't know why people are doing it. He thinks it's a bad thing. That was why I gave the drasha last year on Parshas Mishpatim, Rapo Yerape, because I thought it was an important thing to make note of. Toby.
Rabbi, to what extent do you give credence to what the patient himself is saying? Like, if he's the one that's poo-pooing it, and maybe what's in his mind is he doesn't want to make anybody be Mechallel Shabbos, do you override the patient?
Yes. If you know that the patient's issue is, I don't want people to break Shabbos, then you don't listen to the patient. There's a Magen Avraham who says that explicitly. We'll come across it at some point. The challenge in terms of when you trust the patient is that one of the key sources is the Gemara in Yuma regarding fasting on Yom Kippur. And there they quote the Pasuk in Mishle, Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, the heart knows its own bitterness. So it's assumed that when it comes to fasting, people can tell when they're in danger. That's the assumption. So that gets extrapolated to medical care to say that also when it comes to medical care, patients have some level of knowledge of their needs and of what their condition is, which is patently untrue when we talk about, you know, the way medicine works in our day. So the Mishnah Berurah already discusses that, and we'll get to that at a certain point. We do have a bias towards listening to the patient in certain respects, but not where you know that the patient has no idea what he's talking about. You know, the patient says to you, I need penicillin. And what the patient has wrong is like chest pain or something like that. We're not just giving him penicillin because he says he needs penicillin. That requires some further discussion, but the Nishmas Avram does get into that. Yeah.
What about if you turn it around? What if the patient is a little bit of a hypochondriac and I'm dying, you've got to do something for me, and you think, no, you're not.
Right. So we'll talk about it. It will come up. Okay. Va'omar li pa'am hagon Rishlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, Rishlomo Zalman said to me the following. Omer Shmuel. Remember that Shmuel in the Gemara is a doctor. We have all sorts of passages in the Gemara that quote cures in the name of Shmuel. So Shmuel once said, Nehirin li shvile d'shmaya kishvile d'neherda. He was also an astronomer. He said, the paths of the heavens are as clear, as lucid to me, as the paths of the streets in Neherda'a, which is where Shmuel lived. Ma rotzi lalamed osanu Shmuel, gadol ha'amoraim. Shmuel, giant of the Amoraim. He's first generation Amora. He's the sparring partner of Rav, who is part Amora, part Tana. What is he telling me when he says, I know the paths in the heavens like I know the streets of Neherda? Shu astronome? Is he trying to tell me he's an astronomer? Mela, fine. Abel Shumakiras, Kol Rechavos Iro, but why is he telling me I know all the streets of my city? Lamani Tzarich Ladaz Ezeh, why do I need to know that? Just say, I really know all the paths in the heavens. El Shmuel Gam Haya Rofe Gadol. But he says, Shmuel was also, as I said, a great doctor. Virofe, and a doctor, parentheses, Vahu Adin Nahag Magen David Adam or Hatzala. The same thing is true for a driver for Magen David Adam or Hatzala. Tzarich lahakir kol rechov urechov bi'iro, has to know every street in town. Kach shek shenikro letabel b'chol eshiyesh bo sakana, shekol daka yachol lahavdil bein chayim v'maves, lo yitztarech latzor be'emtza haderach kedei lishol eich magiyim l'ktovet shel hachole agkan devarav. He says, so you have to know every street, so that in the event that you get called to take care of a patient at a particular address, you'll be able to get there right away and not have to stop and ask for directions. Pre-Waze, pre-GPS, he says, you better know every street. Shmuel is not only telling me that he knows the streets up in the heavens, Shmuel is telling me that he knows all the streets of Neher Das so that he's able to get to patients in need. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's note. I don't think that's pshat in the Gemara. I don't think Rosh Shlomo Zalman was saying that as pshat in the Gemara. Nonetheless, it's a beautiful idea. And it gives the Nishmas Avram an opportunity for a total tangent, which I wouldn't spend time on because it isn't a medical point, but it's interesting. So I will. He says the following. Agav, just by the way, Eich Shmuel lamad astronomia. Halova hagisa bo yomam v'layla. How did Shmuel take time to learn astronomy? You're supposed to learn Torah day and night. What's he doing learning astronomy? V'kach kosev atosvos. And he quotes you, Tosvos, in the Gemara in Tanis, regarding the pasuk lo bashamayim hi, when the Torah says that it is not in the heavens, which in the psukim sounds like it's referring to tshuva. However, the Gemara says it's referring to Torah, and it says Torah is not found in the heavens. Lo b'sacharanin, it is not found with merchants. V'lo b'tagarin, it's not found with peddlers. V'lo b'istrologin, and it's not with astrologers. Kolomar ba'osen shoroin b'kochavim, meaning people who look at the stars. So says the Gemara. Satosvo says, Amru le Shmuel, they said to Shmuel, V'hamar istrologus hu, but you're an astrologer, and yet you know Torah. Note, I keep going back and forth between astronomy and astrology based on the words that are used here, because in those days, you didn't have the distinction that you do today. So, Omar Lahu, Shmuel said back to them, Tesi li delo ma'ayla behu ela be'idan denafka lamaya. I should be rewarded because I don't get involved in astronomy or astrology other than when I go out to the water, which means, perish, top of the second column, lahatil mayim, when I go out to use the bathroom. V'lo ani mevatel atzmi, I don't keep myself from learning Torah. I do this, I study astronomy when I can't study Torah. Ad kan lashon haTosfos. That's the end of the quote from Tosfos. Umishtama, the implication is, shebizman sheyatza balayla lahashtin histakal barakia, v'hiskil v'hisig es chochmas haastronomia. When Shmuel went out at night to use the outhouse, he looked up at the heavens as he walked, and this way he gained knowledge of astronomy. Ach, however, that's all one piece. But Medrash Muva, there's a Medrash that says, Mahu lo bashamayim hi. What does it mean when it says that this Torah is not in the heavens? Shmuel Amar ein hatara mitzuya ba'astrologin she'umnusan bashamayim. Shmuel himself said, Torah is not found with the astrologers whose trade is in the heavens. Amar l'Shmuel, they said to Shmuel, Harei ata istrolog v'gadol b'Torah, you're an astrologer and you know Torah. Amar lehen, so he responded, Lo ayisi mabit b'istrologim, ela b'shasha yisi panoy min ha-Torah. I didn't look at astrology other than when I was free of Torah. Emosai, which is when? K'shayisi nechnas lebeis hamayim, when I went to the outhouse. V'kosev sham maharzu. The Maharzu, commenter on the Medrash, says, Lebeis hamayim lahashtin meraglayim, either to the outhouse to urinate, oh, lemerchatz, or to a bathhouse, b'makom she'en laharher b'Torah, to a place where you don't think about Torah. U'medrash tehillim doresh pasuk mi yisaper shchakim b'chokhmah, There is a pasuk in Eov where he's distinguishing between what Hashem does and what human beings do. And he says, what human being is able to count the heavens with wisdom? And the Medrash on that says, Zeh Shmuel Yarchina'ah. That refers to Shmuel. Sheh Omer, who used to say, Nehirin Lishvilin Derekia Kishvili Dineher Da'i. It should say Neher Da. He used to say that the paths of the heavens are as clear to me as the paths in Neher Da. Sheh Siper Masha Bashamayim Bechochma Alpi Sheh Asak Tamid Batara. He was able to tell what was in the heavens with Chochma, because he was always involved in Torah. What the Marzu says is that Shmuel did not learn astronomy constantly. At first, Shmuel learned astronomy well enough to know it. And then he also reviewed it when he went out to the washroom, when he went out to the outhouse. That's how he got his knowledge. It's a complete side note. Like I said, I wouldn't have spent time on it, except that it's here in the Nishmas Avram, and it's interesting. But back to our regularly scheduled Nishmas Avram. There's a piece that, in the edition of Nishmas Avram that you have, doesn't appear here. In other words, right after what we just read, you have the number 2, right? Chole Psychiatry. However, there is a piece that appears in the newer edition of the Nishmas Avram. So I brought it for you in source base on your sheet. I retyped it there. He now comes back to medicine. He's done with his side note on Shmuel. And he says, V'shamati me'agon Rishlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, I learned from Rishlomo Zalman. Shechayavim letapel b'cholchola b'safek sakana. You have to take care of every patient who is possibly in danger. And here's the quote. I'm not sure I understand the quote. He says you have to treat the patient who is possibly in danger. Ad sheyetze hasafek milibo shel hametapel, v'lo ad sheyetze libo shel hachole mehasafek shel hametapel. He says, you take care of the patient until the practitioner is no longer in doubt, until the doubt leaves the heart of the practitioner, not until the heart of the patient leaves because of the doubt of the practitioner. I think what he is saying in a cute way is, the lesson of it is, don't let the patient die because of your doubts. That's the short form of what he's saying. But it's a cute play on words. You take care of the patient until the doubt leaves your heart. Don't let the patient lose his heart because of your doubts.
Don't fiddle while Rome burns.
Sorry? Don't fiddle while Rome burns. Exactly. Thank you, Chaim. The Canadian wisdom there. Okay. So that's the that's just an added note that appears, like I said, in the third edition of the Nishmas Avram. So now we get to the number 2. Chole Psychiatry. So this is a very, very big field. Right now he's just doing his introduction. He's not spending a whole lot of time on it, but he's going to give us some very interesting things about it. So he says, Mibichinat Chilul Shabbos, from the perspective of overriding Shabbos, Ein kol hevdel bein chola mimachla gufani michola imachla nafshit. There is no difference between somebody who has a physical illness and somebody who has a psychological or emotional illness. V'chola klalim hamuvoyim le'el lagabei sivugo shel chola gufanit. All of the rules that we already gave regarding identifying the categories of people with physical illnesses, api chumrat matzavo, based on how severe their condition is, ve'efsharut l'sakanat chayav, and the possibility that their life is in danger, tkeifim legabe chola nefesh, all of those rules apply also for somebody who is mentally ill or emotionally ill. Umemela, ha'halach legabe chilo Shabbos avuro de'oraisa u'derabbanon yiyat talu lefi chumrat matzavo v'chashash l'sakanat chayav o machalot nafshiyot misuyamot l'sakanat l'chaye acherim. He says, therefore, the law regarding breaking Shabbos for the person who's dealing with mental illness, whether breaking it on a biblical level or a rabbinic level, is going to depend on how severe the patient's condition is and the fear for danger to the patient's life, or, depending on the mental illness, fear for the lives of those around the patient, depending on, you know, what exactly is wrong. Al harofe, so one second, al harofe hamumcha la'avchenes machalaso, it is the responsibility of the expert physician to diagnose the condition. Ulufia klalom le'el atapo bo b'shabes, achreit yatzut im poseken, based on the principles we've already given, to treat him on Shabbos, after asking a posek, assuming you have the time to do that. Sorry, Toby, you were going to say?
No.
No? Okay. So that's what he writes. And then he brings you a very interesting case. I mean, it's interesting if you're not dealing with it practically. If you're dealing with it practically, it's very painful. But he talks about a case of a child with autism. He says, Chilul Shabbos avor chola ba'autism. Sha'al Abba al b'no ha-nine. A father asked about his nine-year-old son. Loke ba'autism kasha, who is dealing with severe autism. And now we get the quote. Midubar b'yelid she'eno medaber klal. We're talking about a kid who doesn't speak at all. He's nonverbal. Eino mesachek umitkasher itanu b'nei mishpachto. He doesn't play with or connect with his family. Rak legabe ritzonotava b'sisim. He only connects to the family insofar as getting his basic needs taken care of. That's the only time he communicates. Lemashal, for example, kasher hu meunyan le'echol o lishtos, he wants to eat or drink, o latzeis lechatzer, or to go out into the yard, uchadom and the like, hu moshech hu mazbir, v'darko es ritzono. So at that point, he'll pull people, or he'll explain in his own way what he wants. Matzav rucho ole v'yored. His emotional state goes up, goes down, le'itim hu ninoach, sometimes he's calm, ach le'itim hu ma'od atzuv, sometimes he's very upset, rogaze, angry, lachutz, stressed. Ve'az kamuvan shekol habayit ha'achim va'anu ha'orim omdim b'choseronim. He says, we're helpless. When he's upset, when he's stressed, when he's angry, he says, all of us, his siblings, us as the parents, we're helpless. Ma shemargia oso b'miyuchad, what is especially calming for him, ze yitziah ha'chutza unesiah ba'oto, is to go outside and take a ride in the car. That's the way that he calms down. Pa'amim rabos anunosim kilometrim b'chadei lahargia oso. Many times, we ride for kilometers to calm him down. Kim'at kol erev hunirdam rak b'nesiah. Almost every night, he goes to bed only by riding in the car. Velelos rabim, and many nights, kasher hu mit orer, when he wakes up in the middle of the night, mashemargia osom bibechiva zaam, what calms him down from crying and a temper tantrum, vechein mashiyachol lefamim laf sherlo lihiraga mechadash, and what can sometimes help him to be calm again, zehanasiya ba'oto, is riding in the car. So their question is, obviously, what do we do for Shabbos? So anisi lo. The Nishmas Avram writes, I answered him, Shekolzman shalom medubar al pikuach nefesh. If you're not talking about saving a life, then ain kol heter l'chal al Shabbos b'isurei Torah yedei Yehudi. Then you don't have permission to have a Jew violate the orisas. Ach, however, yemuter l'sader meirosh im goy sheyaskim lavo l'kachas esayeled. You are able to arrange with a non-Jew to be the guardian who's going to be the one who's going to come and take him on this drive. You see the footnote 78? So take a look on the bottom of the page. He says, Kechol chole kol haguf, like anybody, we treat the autistic patient here like anybody whose whole body is ill. Shemuter levakesh migoy lachal as a Shabbos litzarcho afilu beisurei Torah. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to override Shabbos for them, including for performing de'oraisas. So therefore, he says, that's what you would do in such a case. You would ask a non-Jew to be the one to drive him around. But then he adds, back in the text, in the Nishmas Avram, four lines up from the bottom, Yachad ito o'im ishto, along with the father or along with the mother, v'hu o ben gadol acher, if there's another adult child who can do it, Imkein Doreish Haben, if that's what this autistic child wants. So it isn't just the autistic child who's being driven around, but also family members. L'sivuv berechev b'shas hatzorech, to go around in the car in a case of need, b'matzavim k'fishu mita'er, for the circumstances like were already described in his letter. V'az yamuter lo litzatzel elav lavo, in which case you would be allowed to call the non-Jew to come drive. Parentheses, haramat hashfoferet yeyasem shtei yadav, you pick up the receiver for the telephone with two hands at once, the idea being that this is not the way the malacha is normally done, and therefore it's not a it reduces the severity of the act. Oh, but telephone lachtzanit, or if it's a push button phone, you're not picking up a receiver. Yadliko so im gava etzba, you turn it on using the knuckle, right, the back of your finger. V'chein emisparim, and that's also how you punch the numbers. Kadesha kol yebishinoi, that it'll all be done in an unusual way. Lokafil shiragil lasos biyom chol, not like you would do it during the week. And he concludes by saying, Hatshuva nishlach baskamaso shal moreinu v'rabeinu hagon rav Yeshua Neuber Shlita. He says, I didn't just answer this myself, but I got the approval of Rav Neuber, the author of Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, for this. Clear? Very painful, very painful case. So he now has one more case that fits into his discussion of psychiatric illness or psychological illness. Kiyum mitzvas asei v'chashash hishanot hamachala. He says, fulfilling active mitzvos, commandments, and fear about the possibility that there will be a relapse of illness. So Kosev HaIgros Moshe, he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nishalti be'echod shahaya chole b'machlas shtus. There was somebody who was insane. When he uses the term shota, he means irrational, exempt from mitzvos, and so on. V'hu be'beit ha'cholim, he was in the hospital, v'nirpa, and he got better. They treated him and he got better. Aval harofeim omrim shetzarech liyos sham od eze shavuos tachas hashgachasam kedei shalo yiskalkel chas v'shalom. The doctors say he needs to stay for a certain number of weeks beneath their care so that he doesn't have a problem. So he doesn't relapse. Im tzrichim lo tziyo misham kedei shikayim mitzvah shofar. So the question that Rav Moshe was asked was, he's now not a shota. Do we have to take him out of this place in order for him to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shavveda cholim yefsher, because in the psychiatric unit of a hospital, you're not blowing shofar. So that's the question. I see the note that somebody sent me in the chat. Hang in there. So he says veheshavti. I answered shalafi ani yizdaiti. In my humble opinion, ein tzrichim lahotzio. You do not need to take him out so that he can hear shofar. Kial asei, because in order to fulfill a mitzvah asei, gam ones mamon, even where you're talking about in order to fulfill a mitzvah asei, even if what's preventing you from fulfilling the asei is an ones of mamon, it's a financial issue, there's a financial obstacle to the asei, the esrog is just too expensive, Yosir mechomesh nechshav ones lepotro, spending more than one-fifth of one's either income or assets, depending on the case, is considered to be something that exempts him from the mitzvah. V'ulai gam b'pachos mechomesh, even less than a fifth, and he quotes you a few sources we're not going to get into. His point is to say, there is a maximum that I am expected to spend in order to fulfill a mitzvah's asei. He says, four lines up from the end of the paragraph, Ve'im kein kol shekein zeh, certainly in this case, she'adif laha'adam af mechomesh mamon v'yoser, she'aya motzi lihisrapei, af kol mamono, she'nechshav anus mi mitzvahs asei, the shofar upater. He says, look, a person would spend more than 20% of his assets to avoid being a shota. So he says, therefore, he doesn't need to endanger himself for relapse in order to hear shofar. Because if he were to relapse, that would cost him so to speak, that which is more than 20% of his wealth. So therefore, you have fear of relapse. You don't risk that. Finally, he says, "Ure'ei hagdaraso b'halacha v'dugmos shabayot hilchatiyot mevtecha inyanim chola psikiatri." He says, if you look in the back of Nishmas Avram, look in the entry chola psikiatri, and you'll see all sorts of entries because there are lots of cases that he deals with throughout the Nishmas Avram. So someone sent me a message in the chat. What happens if you're dealing with, this goes back to the autism case, what if you're dealing with a poor family, they cannot afford to hire someone to handle the outside driving on Shabbos? So obviously that's a painful and difficult case. My immediate answer would be, make contact with somebody who is willing to do it without charging you for it. Somebody who just out of the kindness of their heart is willing to do it. In the event that you can't find somebody, then the answer is you go to somebody like me who has a benevolent fund and you get financial help to be able to do it, rather than have to ruin your Shabbos week after week in order to drive the patient, to drive this kid who's not in any danger. It's just that it's an extremely difficult thing for him to deal with and for the whole family to deal with. I could probably come up with a circumstance in which it will be justified to actually drive yourself, but I think there are lots of ways to avoid it getting to that point. That's what I would say. Okay. So we finished a unit, which is good. We finished the first case of Safek Sakana, which we have to talk a lot more about. Safek Sakana was not that small. That's just his introduction to it. We saw his discussion about psychiatric illness. Now he moves into talking about hospital circumstances, Beit HaCholim. So we'll start on it. We have a few minutes, and that will be the topic also next week. Note that on February 10th, as I said in the email, there's a special shiur. It won't be the regular one, but we have a regular shiur next week, God willing. So Beit HaCholim, the hospital. Tiltul besoch beit hacholim, carrying within the hospital setting. Mutter letaltel bein kosle beis hacholim. He says you are allowed to carry between the walls of the hospital, bein ba'aretz ubein b'chutz la'aretz, whether in Israel or outside of Israel, va'afilu'im lo hiskinu erev chatzeros, even though they didn't set up an erev chatzeros. What he's talking about here is this. The halacha is that on a biblical level, I am allowed to carry from one private domain into another private domain, right? As long as they are adjacent to each other. So for example, if my house has a backyard and the backyard is fenced in, so it is a private domain, and on the other side of the fence is another person's backyard, also fenced in, it's its own private domain, and there's a gate in that fence that separates the 2 yards. So mida oraisa, biblically, I am allowed to walk through that gate on Shabbos carrying things without any problem whatsoever. However, as the Gemara relates, Shlomo HaMelech made an enactment. Shlomo did not like the idea of people having separate private properties. He wanted people to get to know each other. People should meet. They get to know each other, share a meal together. So Shlomo said, I'm going to make a rule. And the rule is, you may not transport from one private domain to another unless you make a meal that merges the properties. And that's what's called the Erev Chatzeros. A meal that is open to and available to the residents of all of the properties that are being merged. So every town that has what we call an Erev, meaning it's surrounded by a series of doorways and walls, also needs an Erev Chatzeros meal. Because otherwise, I can't transport from my private property that is my house, my Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaYachid that is the street. That's one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid. I can't do that. So what you do is, you have a meal. Here in West Hempstead, I believe it sits in Young Israel. But you have a meal consisting usually of a box of matzah, and it's available for everybody to take It's property of the entire town. There's also a need to rent the space. That's a bigger discussion. I'm not talking about the mechanics of Erev Chatzeros. My point is this. He's asking a question, but he's only answering it. He's not giving you what his question was. His question was, in a hospital, you have a whole bunch of individual rooms, and then you have the common area between them. How do you transport from the room into the hallway? How do you transport, a hallway into a room, whatever? So his answer is, this is not a problem. No Erev Chatzeros is needed. He doesn't explain why. But the general heter, the general leniency for not needing an Erev Chatzeros in a hospital, would be to say, the hospital is really a single private domain owned by whoever owns the hospital. The people who are staying in the rooms don't own their rooms. They're not even renting their rooms. It's one big property. You can't say that for a hotel. Hotels are a different story. Someone asked me a few days ago, what about a cruise on a ship? Those are very good questions. But for a hospital, it's clearly a single owner thing, and therefore there's no need for an Erev Chatzeros in a hospital. Clear? Okay, so I think we're going to call it a day on that. And God willing, next week we'll pick up on page Shin Tzadi Ches. Monitors, ventilators, infusions of IVs. He's got elevators going here. A lot of devices that come up in a hospital setting, it looks like, coming up. Okay, thank you very much, everyone.